Expecting Jessica to speak on their behalf, the people were eager to cooperate now, to show their faith in her. The four hostage priests were released within 2 hours. Gurney had put them in a safe building near the castle and posted several of his off-world guards to watch over them. Satisfied with that, at least, Jessica prepared for the evening. It would be her one chance to end this. Gurney pressed her for what she planned to do, but Jessica refused to answer him. This was her decision, though she didn't like keeping such secrets from her trusted friend. Paul has found the smallest price to pay, and I shall do the same. She had to prevent the oncoming disaster and hamstring the Sisterhood's plans to spark revolts across the Imperium, using the people of Caladan as cannon fodder. She had to stop it here. When the 10 specially chosen guests arrived, servants escorted them into the main banquet hall. These were the ringleaders, as selected by the dissidents themselves. Mayor Horvu looked relieved to see her. The priest Sintra, as well as the prominent leaders from Kallus City and other coastal towns, all seemed delighted and victorious. Jessica had agreed to hear their grievances and present her solution. 6 men and 2 women accompanied the priest and the mayor, finding their places at the long table with an almost comical lack of efficiency. Most had never been inside the castle before, and certainly not for such an important dinner. Food had already been delivered to the table, the portions served on fine plates next to goblets of clear spring water. A reminder of Caladan's bounty as compared to Arrakis. After the servants departed, Jessica spoke in a clear voice. Gurney, would you please excuse us? Gurney was surprised to be dismissed. My lady, are you certain I can't be of assistance? She did not want him here. For the moment, I must serve as the Duchess of Caladan, and this discussion is a private matter between these people and myself. Please close the doors behind you. Though he looked concerned, Gurney departed straight away, as instructed. The 10 guests were flushed and excited. Several looked smug. Sintra seemed to take special pleasure in seeing Gurney dismissed, apparently believing that Jessica disapproved of how he had handled matters in her absence. She took her place at the head of the table. The mayor and his cohorts had a festive air about them, expressing their concerns politely at first. After a few minutes, however, the discussion grew heated and boisterous. As promised, Jessica listened. Mayor Horvu boasted that, with Jessica as their direct spokesperson, Paul Muad'Dib would have no choice but to leave Caladan alone. Jessica drew a deep breath and said cautiously, I believe that my son still trusts my judgment. Now, eat, drink. We have a hard night ahead of us, and I do not intend to leave this room until our problem is solved. She raised her goblet and drank, tasting the spring water. Abbo Sintra raised his glass in a toast. To solving problems. They all drank. Horvu, his face seamed with worry, said, My lady, we don't want you to consider us troublemakers, but you must admit that your son's troops have taken aggressive actions across the galaxy. As an Atreides, you cannot possibly condone such reprehensible acts. We only want Paul to remember his roots and his Atreides' honor as well, that is all. The guests ate their nut and cheese salads, then turned to the steaming bowls of traditional fish chowder. The priest said in a bright voice, When the other planetary representatives come here, we have decided that you may speak for Caladan. Assure everyone that all our people remain free of the stain of the Emperor's jihad, commoners and nobility united. Let history record that we rose up against tyranny and said no in a loud and unanimous voice. He ended with a grandiose flourish, looking very pleased with himself. On the contrary, Jessica said with a heavy heart, watching them all eat, This is where I say no. This is where I save the people of Caladan from grave danger.
The men and women around the table appeared confused. Horvu said, But we have already saved Caladan, my lady.
He seemed surprised that his voice was inexplicably slurred. Jessica shook her head.
It is unfortunate, because I do sympathize with your outrage. The jihad massacres are indeed tragic.
But in the course of such sweeping, ambitious changes across an entire empire, there are bound to be excessive deaths. This saddens me, but Paul is my son, and I had a hand in his training. He knows what is necessary.
But you must help us, Lady Jessica, one of the two women at the table said.
She seemed to be having trouble breathing and took a long drink of her water, but it didn't help. Jessica recognized the woman as the daughter of one of the village fishermen. They'd met once, a rainy day on the docks where the woman had helped her father prepare his weather-beaten old boat. Jessica had overheard her cursing like one of the men before she had abruptly changed her tone upon noticing the Duchess.
In a way, Jessica said, forcing herself to calmness, it is all of you who are helping me and helping Caladan. I'm sorry, but this is my solution. The only way I could see to avert a far greater crisis. I decided to save millions of lives.
Sintra began coughing. Several of the others looked dizzy, sleepy, sick. Their eyes rolled.
The sacrifice you make here will preserve Caladan, as I know you meant to do.
As Duchess, I make choices that affect the entirety of this world, just as Muad'Dib makes choices for all of the Imperium. Your deaths will demonstrate to the Emperor that I have taken care of the problem, that there is no need for him to send his armies here. True to the Bene Gesserit records she had consulted, the poison she'd chosen had no taste, and it acted quickly, supposedly painlessly. For herself, she had consumed the same poison, but had easily transmuted the substance in her body, rendering it inert.
It wasn't entirely your fault, which saddens me even more.
You were all manipulated by skilled Bene Gesserits, and you did not understand where you were being led.
I will issue a statement that you 10 conspirators were tricked by Sisterhood agents as part of a plot to overthrow the Emperor Muad'Dib. They will bear the brunt of the blame.
This addresses two problems at once, Jessica thought. It deals with the uprising, and it serves as an act of defiance against the Bene Gesserit, along with my total rejection of their offer.
Every other Caladanian who participated in this rebellion will be pardoned, Jessica said.
Take comfort in that.
But the 10 of you, you are the price that must be paid.
Resigned, she sat straight backed in her chair and watched the guests struggling, gasping, slumping over their plates or falling to the floor. As she watched, the mayor slid off his chair with a heavy thud. His eyes went lifeless, while hers filled with tears. Jessica fought back the emotion and said aloud to the room of death,
This thing needed doing, and I did it.
Now, I've acted like both a Harkonnen and an Atreides.